The fisherman is wearing the brunt of the harvest and whether the harvest is productive. He's wearing the brunt of the changes in management to ensure that that harvest is sustainable. And he's wearing the brunt of the pressures from people who believe that they've got to keep removing commercial fishes from fishing because they're thinking that it's they're the sole responsibility in terms of sustainability of our fish stocks, and that's not quite the case. So
it's not the fishermen who is responsible?
We are all responsible. Each and every one of us unknowingly are responsible for the productivity of our waterways. And if we don't understand that in development of our lands, we demand development for homes, what comes in the structure of a home is a requirement for water and the disposal of effluents. So if we don't understand the two connections there, where if we look at the Hawkesbury as a prime example, we dam our river, not one dam, more than 22 dams on the Hawkesbury, to get our water supply. So that immediately cuts down the productivity in our waterway if we don't manage our dam flow properly. And then we have a disposal of our effluent. So our effluent then goes back into our estuary. If that's not treated properly and it's not disposed of properly, it then encroaches on the productivity of our waterway in terms of the products that we can harvest. So each and every individual who lives in a city, doesn't matter where they are, has an impact on the productivity that's in our waterways by the activities that they require to stay healthy. And then in return, they need fish to eat to be healthy. So it's the management of the fishermen that becomes a stress for the industry. Over and over, and for decades in New South Wales, the industry has been restructured. In 30 years, they've gone from more than 4,000 fishers to less than 1,100 fishers today, and there is a strategy to reduce them even more. Their access is continually reduced to their grounds, which stresses them because there's a demand for them to be sustainable. Every time there is a loss of ground, there's a sustainable adjustment because you have fisher moving to a new ground. So people have to understand that for generations, fishermen have been working areas and keeping them sustainable. If we don't comprehend that, if we don't comprehend how the fisherman understands what he's doing and understands how to catch a fish and understands where the fish is going to be tomorrow and that the tide changes and that he knows all this, then we're failing to understand how to work our waterways to be productive and to be sustainable. Our fishermen know this.
Okay, so it sounds like they're carrying a really heavy load. You fish, and you've been standing alongside men who've been fishing for a long, long time. How do you see this burden reflected both in yourself and in them?
Their focus, for starters, is not concentrating on what they need to be doing. Their focus is on whether they're going to be able to do what they're going to can do. And it's the stress, the ongoing unknown of whether we're going to still be able to access those grounds tomorrow. There's going to be a new marine park next week. There's going to be a reduction in our ability to work in effort. We are going to have to invest and buy more shares to do what we need to do today. So we're allowed to do today. It is an ongoing stress, and that stress has been in existence for more than 30 years. Ongoing over and over and over. It's not just marine parks, it's aquatic reserves, it's recreational havens, it's the reform and the review, and it's each and every new minister who comes into play and the political cycles that delivers a new stress. And each minister will come out and identify sustainability or viability, and each time there is a focus on reducing the number of commercial fishers to achieve the outcome. We can't keep reducing our commercial fishers.